American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 314. Here is the translated text as follows. 282. X. American State Trials. Frank couldn't have known that there was enough hatred left in this country against his race to bring such a hideous charge against him. The little girl entered the factory, received her pay, inquired about the medal, and then left. However, there was a black spider waiting down there near the elevator shaft. A great, passionate, lustful animal, full of cheap whiskey and wanting money to buy more. He was as full of vile lust as he was of the passion for more whiskey. The Negro, and there are a thousand of them in Atlanta, who would assault a white woman if they had the chance and knew they wouldn't get caught, robbed her, struck her, threw her body down the shaft, and later carried it back. Perhaps, if she was still alive when he returned, he committed an even worse crime. Then, he put the cord around her neck and left the body there. Do you suppose Frank would have gone out at 1:20 o'clock and left that body in the basement with those two men, white and denim, working upstairs? Do you suppose an intelligent man like Frank would have risked running that elevator, as Conley claims he did, with the rest of the factory's machinery shut off and nothing to prevent those men upstairs from hearing him? Frank says he left the factory at 1 o'clock, while Conley says he left at 1:30. Now, there's a little girl who tried the week before to get a job as a stenographer in Frank's office. She was standing at Whitehall and Alabama streets and saw Frank at 10 minutes after 1. Did she lie? Well, Dorsey didn't try to show it, and according to Dorsey, everybody lied except Conley, Dalton, and Albert McKnight. This little girl says she knows it was Frank because Professor Briscoe had introduced her to him the week before. And she knows the time of day because she had looked at a clock, as she had an engagement to meet another little girl. That stamps your Conley story a lie blacker than hell. Then, Mrs. Levy, who is Jewish but telling the truth, was looking for her son to come home. She saw Frank get off the car at his home corner and looked at her clock, seeing that it was